bad dummy idea. Yo, dumb idea. Yo, dumb idea.
Oh my gosh, what'd I get? Oh, I got the Dollar action figure from the No Dumb Idea podcast with full allergy articulation.
Allergy articulation?
Sneeze, sneeze.
Oh my god, that's the coolest
dude.
One, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, there's a little button
Thanks.
On the back. Here.
Well, yeah, let me push it.
Oh, mine's similar. I got the special edition Gym Leader Nate IBS figure. Mine, you just kind of squeeze
Ooh.
The middle. And, here, I'll show you. See? Pretty sick.
Oh my gosh, there's goo everywhere.
Yeah, it's got interactive goo.
Yummy. It's tasty, too. And what about you, Gibbledang? What did you get? What toy did you get today?
I got some Legos. Pretty cool. They're the Star Wars Legos. They're it's the Death Star set. I want to say it's like, I think it's like $1,000 and it's like 3,000 pieces.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
And it even comes
God,
with a little.
Gotten a rock.
Wow.
It comes with a little Gibbledang minifigure. That's what I'm most excited about.
Ooh.
It even has a little button on the back.
Hey, wait a minute. That's just Jar Jar Binks. I know they're you can confuse the two because they look very similar, but that's not Gibbledang. That's
Jar
Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks from The Phantom Menace. Did you not know that?
Okay.
No Dumb
Idea
podcast toys sold separately. Yeah, sold separately. Batteries not included.
Boom. Fist punches through the wall. Are you dumb?
Wee wee wee. Yeah, no girls allowed. Right,
who's in charge here? Who's in charge of this hooligans?
It is I, Dala, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, if you guys like to actually get your introductions.
It's Gibbledang here.
I'm Gibbledang. Oh, wow. One of us is going to have to go home and change.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing.
Fine, I'll go home and change. I'm Gym Leader Nate.
Thank you.
For this episode, Gym Leader Nate will be played by Gibbledang.
That's true. I have some big
playbill,
big shoes to fill. You know,
yeah.
I think notoriously, Gym Leader
Damn
Nate
right.
has 4 feet, and he's like 6'5", according to our last episode.
All my feet are size 20.
Yeah,
you know what they say about a guy with 4 feet? He's got
Gay.
Two dicks.
Oh.
Anyways.
Yeah, 20 toes. Yeah. How's y'all's week going before we jump into our fun festivities?
Can I go first?
How y'all doing? Any
Starting with today, and then I'm going to work backwards. I swear to God, I'm going to get hit by a fucking car. I am going to get hit by... I think that's going to be my undoing.
On purpose?
Is that... No, hopefully not.
Your final destination?
It's going to be on an accident.
Yeah, collect them all.
I guess it's going to be on accident. But holy shit. So my main means of like public transportation is skating, because everything happens to be in like perfect skating distance from me, and it's like a good way
sure.
to keep up like cardio and exercise. Mm-hmm. And just
sure.
today in particular, nobody was just watching the road, and like me as
Ooh.
The skater, I have to be vigilant because like I'm fucking around all these cars, and not to be like I'm more vigilant than they are, but obviously they're in a vehicle, so they have that safety, and I don't get that luxury.
Gibbledang notoriously is a skater boy.
Mm-hmm.
He does say see you later.
And notoriously skateboards in the middle of the street and kind of swerves into cars like playing chicken. We're like, what are you gonna do?
That's true.
Plays chicken with cars.
Yeah, I do play chicken with cars.
Yeah, go on. Sorry.
But it's, like 4 different cars today almost fucking hit me on my way home. And I'm just like, just look. They're doing the thing where they're trying to turn right, but they're only looking left.
So they're turning right, but they're looking left because, you know, they got that. I'm just like, no, fucking turn.
Like, look right for like a second at least before. I've almost gotten hit walking the dog like that. Exactly. Dude. Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
So, you know, a lot of that today on my way home. Jeez. It was four times to the point where I was like, on my way home, like, I was skating angrily. I was, like, fuming because I was just like, dude, I'm going to fucking die today. And, like, I'm going to look like the asshole. But you know, I made it home safe.
Died as either.
Fucking dumb.
No, I'm glad. I was laughing because I imagine all four times were you just going a square in the same intersection.
Yeah, I caught up to the same guy like, in the same corner.
I don't want to be that guy. But not to make the blame or anything, but technically, when traveling by any means other than walking and you're on a sidewalk, you should be on the right side of the road moving with traffic, which means someone trying to turn left would look left and see you. Mm. However, when you move against traffic, it technically makes it so that you are not moving on an area where people joining traffic can see you.
Then that applies to everybody. That applies to everybody, not just every pedestrian on every single sidewalk.
Yeah, nobody ever does it. It's one of those things that is technically a rule, but not a single person on Earth has ever actually followed it, except for my dad.
They followed it. No, we have to wait. Little Nate.
Your dad was a cop, right?
That's the only reason he knew. That's the only reason he knew about this obscure-ass rule.
That's the only reason you knew of it, too, probably.
Uh-huh. Honestly, so. But other than that, that was just today, kind of leading up to my week. You know, we saw, I think the last time we caught up was Godzilla versus Kong, and that was fun. Unfortunately, right after that, I got super sick. There's just been like this flu going on back and forth, both at home, at work, and just I wasn't able to escape it. But yeah, this last week up until today, or up until like 2 days ago, I was kind of bedridden. I just spent my days asleep. Like, I was probably awake for like 4 or 5 hours, like Monday, Tuesday.
Damn.
It was pretty gnarly.
Like 2 hours a day. Jeez.
No. Each day. So like 10 hours.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're like total. I was like, damn, that's fucking gnarly for sure.
But I've been taking like, oh my god, this stuff is gnarly. It's called XL3. Have you guys had XL3? This cough medicine?
No.
Holy shit. Exactly. Right. It works as good as it sounds. You guys should try it.
It sounds like what people make lean out of.
Yeah, I know, it was great. Yeah,
it probably is. Honestly.
You know, I felt a lot better. I feel a lot better. In that time, I was able to play, you know, I've been on an X-Men kick because fucking X-Men 97 is out. And it's been a banger of a show. Just really good, consistently, you know, consistent good episodes.
Just watched the episode today.
Yeah, so sick. So sick.
I'm like waiting for it to all be done for myself.
You should keep
binge
up
it all in one go. No, I'll just binge it.
Yeah, true.
What is it? Does it matter? Does it change? I was like,
it matters because we want to talk about it with you and you're uninformed.
Yeah, you are uninformed.
You could. That's fine.
Although you probably already know the comics that it's all based off of. So
yeah,
like...
true.
I was like, that's also probably true. Yeah. I mean, I think I've heard stuff and I've heard it's a bit different than. I'll get into it once I actually watch it.
But I, you know, in the time that I was resting, I played X-Men Legends. If you guys played X-Men Legends, it's basically it was a precursor to Marvel Ultimate Alliance. I actually beat one and now I'm playing two. I'm playing like a ROM hack of two where someone like put all the PC characters that were on there and all the like, there's only two. They just like refurbished it.
Everyone,
like, you know,
yeah,
made it better.
That's pretty sick.
I'm surprised they haven't like honestly like really because they did Ultimate Alliance, but I'm surprised and one and two I think, but they haven't done that. I'm surprised.
Well, it was the same company that just they made the X-Men games and then they got really popular and they got the rights to more characters and so they just pivoted to Avengers games. And then the last...
I feel like the X-Men ones are better than Ultimate Alliance, in my opinion. Because I remember playing the hell out of those as a kid and, like, enjoying them. And then, The Ultimate Alliance was fun. I just, I don't know. I'm just like, I'm surprised they haven't re-released it in like a box, like a
set. I think the only one I haven't played is Ultimate Alliance 2. That's the one I need to play. That one's about like the Civil War.
I
remember when
I was
a kid,
I was like one of those kids who says like, oh my god, I love Goku from Fortnite. Because like, I was like, oh man.
As a kid, you say that.
As a kid, I said, oh man, I love Thor from Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Because I had never known about Thor at all. Like, there were no Thor movies. Like, I never read the comics.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know who this Thor guy is, but I think I'm in love with him.
But he's pretty cool.
He's sick.
Yeah. No, that's fair. But at least that's, yeah, that's fair. But that's at least in the same property.
Yeah,
it's not like a crossover, technically, but yeah.
But other than that, you know, anything else? No, I think that's it. That's probably it for my week, you know, just trying to bounce back from being sick. Thanks. What about y'all?
For me, nothing crazy, honestly. It's been a pretty normal week. Yeah, just trying to stay afloat and kind of like get back in the swing of things ever since coming back from that vacation with the wedding this last month, so it still feels like I'm like kind of catching up a little bit because I spent a lot of money. So just
I feel that.
Yeah, so other than that, just, you know, chilling, having a great time. Did purchase a lot more Magic cards today for cheap, and this week in general I got a collector booster and a Fallout commander deck, and that's very exciting. I've been looking forward to making an energy themed deck for a long time, and now I got one, and now it's gonna be fucking sick.
Nice.
Sick.
We gotta do the Thunder Junction pre-release next week. It's a week from today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am so excited for Thunder Junction. It's so hard to explain. God, it's gonna be so fun, and there's so many legendary creatures in it, so there's just a lot of juice that I can throw into commander decks and make use of.
I was gonna ask, or no, you're fine. I was gonna ask you, when does like, when there's new releases, when do they come out? Like, is it... Because I know video games is, like, what, Tuesdays? Movies are Thursdays.
Fridays.
Like, is there a day for MTGs?
Yeah, Fridays, typically. Fridays. So, basically, makes the sense. Way it works is that the release day will be on a Friday. And then they will always have a pre-release week that happens for the week leading up to that Friday. And so, pre-release week starts on the previous Friday at midnight that morning.
It's like 7.
12:01 Friday morning.
Like, a full 7 days.
And so... shops that run pre-release events, you can show up Thursday night, and then when it hits midnight Friday 12:01, you can play a pre-release event at the shop. And then once it's a pre-release event, if you're if you're in shops playing pre-release events, you're also allowed to purchase the product a week early as well,
the cards,
actual packs and stuff.
Oh damn.
So your pre-release like event will get you 6 packs in the kit that you get when you start the event, but then being there for the pre-release just gets you the privilege of also buying the packs a week early, as opposed to like buying them online.
Yeah.
And then Wednesdays is
spent your money earlier.
Yeah. And then Wednesdays is always when it hits Magic Arena online. So it's like every time it comes out, it'll be like a Friday pre-release, and then you'll hit Wednesday, it'll come out on Arena, and then the Friday again,
like digital.
It'll come out physically in stores like Target and stuff.
So yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like direct market versus like general, like standard market or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean,
so there's like, there's a week of like direct market where basically like the point of pre-releases is that they directly support gaming stores.
Support.
So like, and
card
people
shops,
who
game
run
shops.
The events for Wizards of the Coast, where it's like, you're the people who run our events. So we give you one solid week where only people can buy the cards from you. So
hell yeah.
Comics do that, but they do special covers and variant covers and stuff for the comic shops. Sometimes they get stuff early, but yeah, that's why I was like, oh, that's cool that they do that too. I mean, it makes sense. I feel like there's a lot of overlap, and yeah, that's
very
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah. And then like when you get it'll have a specialty card in it that always has the date of the pre-release stamped on it and like foil. So you always get a foil promo, so some of those can be worth a ton too if you happen to pull one of the high value cards from the set as the pre-release foil. Then all of a sudden it'll like spike it up another huge amount, and it'll make it even more expensive to collectors. How about you, Dala? That is my week.
Did you want to talk about 100 beavers?
Oh,
Hundreds of Beavers?
That's right. I forgot about Hundreds of Beavers.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How could you?
Dala and
I
managed to catch a viewing of Hundreds of Beavers, a independently made film,
comedy, slapstick comedy.
All shot in black and white with no lines. It's like a silent film, kind of.
It's like minimal
vocal lines. There's grunting and noises. And
it's like a Looney Tunes cartoon almost.
Exactly. Yeah, just honestly one of the most creative films I've seen in a long, long time, and just one of those things that look that like at times you're like just astounded by how good it looks, even though it's so simple of a design. Like it's almost like they took a simple idea and they did it with such complexity that it was just crazy. Just this weird cartoony paper craft backgrounds and miniatures like look with like
it's interesting. It almost feels like it could be made by one person, but it's like so complex that it
yes both. There's times where it feels very like Kung Pao Enter the Fist, where it's like this was like one guy's pet project and he had a very clear vision for this.
It's
absolutely crazy how great of a story they tell and how well it's arced while using no dialogue. So.
I one of my favorite things I was telling, I remember after the movie telling you, was just like, I liked that it felt very much like a video game in some areas. It felt like we're learning the physics and like mechanics of the world along with the character, and they're consistent, like even though they're cartoony, it's real fun time. Like, it's 1:40 or something like that, but it's not boring at all, like, for that whole, like, every minute. It was just so
fun. We were talking about how there was, a moment where, like, you realize, like, damn, this is still going on. But rather than thinking, like, wow, this is, like, dragging, it's more like thinking, like, I've never seen this slapstick cartoon medium go on for such a long arced story. It was just like, wow, this is actually a whole saga. And
nice.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Also,
I highly recommend.
I'm sorry.
Wish I could have been there. I was way too sick. But yeah.
I'm sorry about that, man.
That's all right.
I hope there's another chance we can go see it, because I will see it again. It was beautiful.
Sounds really good.
I want to check out his other film too. Maybe we could do like a double feature someday or something.
Cool. That'd be real cool.
Like his other film. It's like a Lake Michigan Monster. It looks not as good,
Lake
but
Michigan. You say
it looks fun. Your favorite lake.
Yes. Obviously. My home water.
So I grew up on the lake. I remember it well.
The great body of water from whence I came. Before I touched the ocean.
You evolved from the lake,
I am the Lake Michigan Monster, actually.
Ooh. It's just you in the village.
Just like out there on a big floaty totally with a beer like, hey.
Black and white. He's magnificent. No dialogue. I highly recommend Hundreds of Beavers, especially if you like Kung Pao, or like I think you were saying, it's kind of like reminded you of Monty Python Holy Grail, which I'm like, I could see that stuff like
Like the sections of Monty Python where it's like the book and the little animated people in the book when they tell those like in like cutaways or whatever, like those.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
very similar. There, you used the correct word, like when you're talking about that other
interstitials.
Yeah, I was like,
I was literally trying to remember. I was like, nice. Think of Late Night with the Devil. What is it? Yeah, interstitials. Yeah.
Right, what about you, Dala? How about the rest of your week, other than Hundreds of Beavers?
Hundreds of Beavers, great. I kept that train going, and I watched a Takashi Miike film, who's a Japanese director. The film's called First Love. I love Takashi Miike. He's one of my favorite Japanese directors. He did Audition, One Missed Call, Happiness of the Kurikaris, Ishii the Killer. There's probably some of his more.
Happiness of the Kurikaris is well-known. Crazy.
That one's a good one, too. That's a good one to... It's similar to Hundreds of Beavers.
Adel's talked about that one, right?
In like the comedy sense. Oh, from podcast? I think he posted about
Adel
it.
Fi, yeah. He likes funny that enough. One a lot, yeah.
Yeah, HR. I've
not heard of these movies. I do not know a lot of the obscure ones.
Uncultured.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's fine. Which is funny because I named his like most popular one. They're still a little bit obscure, though. I'll give you that. Yeah. But yeah, he's a Japanese director. First Love came out in like 2019, I think, and feels like a Coen Brothers like crime movie. The premise is basically, what is it? There's like a Yakuza drug. There's a Yakuza guy that's like working with a corrupt cop to steal drugs from this couple that are part of the Yakuza, and the couple has like basically like a trafficked human basically that they have kidnapped. And so the people are, we'll, the Yakuza and the cop are like, we'll take the money, we'll have her like leave and like hide her, and then they'll blame her for the thing. So while the cop is like escorting her like to like hide her away, a boxer kind of accidentally like basically knocks out the cop and takes the girl with, like, not like, he's just, because she's running scared, and then he punches the guy like, oh, I just saw you running scared, so I knocked out the cop, and not knowing it was a cop. And then like the girl's like, come on, like, let's go. And so run off with the money. And so it's just like step by step of like it's one of those things. Oh, and the funniest part is that so the Yakuza guy goes to like steal the drugs. He has a taser, and he's gonna tase like the guys he's like entering the house to get in the house. And as he goes to taser, his hand hits the doorknob, so he can't taser the guy. And the guy's like turns around. He's like, "What, can she?" Or like whatever. He's like, "What the hell?" He's like, "Uh huh." And so it's like fuck ups after fuck ups, and like misunderstandings, and like trying to follow like where like this like where people are. It's fun. It's a goofy one. It's definitely like. Takashi Miike, he does like a lot of goofy shit sometimes.
Is it one of those? It's like on that, like, end. It takes place in one night or the same day or
probably. Oh, yeah. Like date night, see it, like in a day or two.
Steve Carell.
I like those kinds of movies.
That's like same universe. It's fun. It's goofy. I'm not explaining it as well as I probably could, honestly, because it's been a minute since I've seen it.
There's a Martin Scorsese movie, like one of his early ones before he started making the same thing over and over and over and over again.
After Hours,
where it's basically like,
I've been wanting to check that
out. A guy goes on a date, but like something, he fucks up on the date and he like pisses her off, and then he goes to her house, and then he gets locked out the apartment, and it's like one of those like consecutively the night starts to escalate and get worse and worse.
Yeah,
but he's just like at the end he's basically like, it's, I like, just want to go home at this point, like, oh fuck. But it's like he's being chased,
like trapped in the Kelly, but or trapped in the closet by R. Kelly, like
trapped. Oh god, I'm trapped in this Kelly.
Exactly,
trapped in the Kelly.
Help,
that's the real life story.
I don't think you want to be trapped. Yeah, I don't think you want that. No, that's very much how the boxer is too. He's like, I just like punched a guy that I thought was a creep, and like now I'm in like this big. Oh, and also the triads after the Yakuza, who are after the girl with the. So it's like everyone's after everyone. It gets a little cartoony and like not like crazy cartoony, but like, yeah, that's why I'm like, I would recommend it. It's a fun one. Surprise! Like I had low expectations, so I was like, oh, this is actually pretty damn fun.
It sounds fun. I like those stories.
The other two more things really is I finished Mr. Miracle by Thomason Kingison.
Thomas Kingu.
It's pretty good. It's cool.
Mm. Kangaroo.
It's one of my favorites.
I read it because like I know how much. I think you've let me borrow it once. I just never got around to it, and then I like just ended up picking it up. I like the art a lot. The story's pretty good. It's funny at parts, like, yeah, I don't want to spoil, I guess, anything really too much about it, to be honest, but I'd recommend it. It's a very grounded like ish story with like these like super galactic gods, but then there's like scenes where they're eating like a tray of vegetables, and like because they have, like two of them have an apartment on Earth, and you know, it's very much like a slice of life. Good. There's some depressing parts,
okay.
Some existential. Okay. It's cool.
So okay, so if I could say like the basic, because I love this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Darkseid, who's like this big fucking DC villain, and then
right.
There's the High Father, who's like the kind of good equivalent, basically, and they're both on these like, and I'm dumbing it down big time. But they're both on these like constantly warring planets.
Big planet fight, big men. No, I'm just kidding. I'm dumbing it down for the audience more. Just kidding.
That's helping.
And it's helping big time. And so fucking where was I? Okay, yeah. So there's two planets. They're constantly warring. And eventually they're like, oh, okay, you know what? Let's have this truce. We'll stop warring. We'll trade our first sons so that we'll raise each other's first sons. And the person who is scot-free, who is Mr. Miracle, is basically raised by the villains, by Darkseid. And he's raised, like, in just through torture and pain and this, like, misery, and to become this, like, ultimate warrior at the same time. But he constantly is finding ways to escape all of his traps. And eventually he ends up falling in.
He's an escape artist.
Eventually, he ends up falling in love with one of the warriors there, the fucking Furies or whatever, who's a giant muscular woman.
Classic.
And Mr. Miracle's a short king.
No wonder you love the story.
And basically they escape to Earth. They kind of get like famous from there, but what's it called? Mr. Miracle. The story basically starts with like, oh, Mr. Miracle can escape anything. And he tells everybody that like, oh, I'm gonna try to escape death, but really he just tries to kill himself just because like he's depressed and he's like super depressed. He's got like you know, since he's constantly in the limelight, he's always like, oh yeah, that was just another stunt. It was me trying to like, you know, see, you know, escape the biggest thing of all, you know, death. And like they constantly pose this question, yeah, where it's like, oh well, did you? And then he's like, did I what? And then it's like that's like the whole,
yeah,
it's like, did he escape death? Oh, it's so good.
That's like the, yeah, it's cool. I like it. I ordered some other stories by Tom King, because I'm really like excited to like get into more of his stuff.
Yeah
Nice.
Last thing I just wanted to touch upon is like, I literally before this I picked up for, it was on sale, Bolt Gun. Have you heard about this game?
Bolt Gun? No.
Maybe, yeah, Bolt Gun. Maybe you've heard of the game, the full title, 40K Bolt Gun. It's a boomer shooter with 40K. Okay.
What are these words you're using?
RPG
boomer shooter?
Oh. 40K as in Warhammer.
It's a boomer shooter. Warhammer 40K Bolt Gun is what the name of the game.
Oh,
it's a Doom clone or a Quake clone.
Okay.
It's like a boomer shooter.
No, 40K. I don't know what, like, I don't.
Yeah, so I was like, I forgot the Warhammer part was like part of the name too.
I just
too.
Thought like resolution or something.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like,
4K.
Whoa,
40K? Yeah, 4K.
Whoa, 40,000.
Damn, you got a lot of. How many more did he get? Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
But I get, okay.
That's what that means, right? Yeah, sorry. No, and it's just funny because like I was talking to Viv at the game shop when we went before the movie, Gym Leader Nate. About how I was like, Warhammer's so cool looking, but I don't think I'll ever get into it. And then sure enough, I bought this game because I'm like, I do like me a boomer shooter, like the Doom clones. And it's been pretty sick. It's
nice,
cool.
When did it come out?
It's like, if you like Doom, probably this year, maybe last.
Oh. You're playing as a space marine, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's like, so you're playing as that, you know, you're fighting a bunch of just, I don't know everyone's names yet, honestly, I haven't been introduced. It does show like names on top, I just haven't memorized, but yeah, it's
the Borgons.
It's the one thing that's kind of annoying is like walking around, you hear clomping of your feet all the time, so it's just dish, 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 dish. And then it's pretty cool that you can taunt. If you push X on my controls, I mapped it to X. You taunt, and he's like, I'm with God, and I'm here to fucking cleanse you guys. And then, like, your armor is called, what's it called? Fuck, it's like consult, or no, not consult. It's like constitute. Constitute is your armor instead of, like,
yeah,
armor to protect you. And, like, yeah, it's so fucking, it's fun. It's a good one. This is my in, unfortunately, I guess.
Why not?
I'm getting sucked
hey,
in.
Well, what's it called?
It's expensive.
Yeah. Henry Cavill is going to be making the
true
show, so you know,
yeah,
that's good reason.
I gave Henry, Mr. Cavill, my like $12 just straight in my pocket to his, and I was like, thanks for the Bolt Gun. This
now
game.
I want to see
Mr. Cavill,
but
now I want to see you in an armor where like your head looks like a peanut, you know what I mean, where you're just
like yeah, just a little ass
back up to here and shit, like, through.
Honestly, that's not far off from like what the cosplays I've seen. Yeah. Dude, fucking at the game. So we went to a game shop before the movie. We were looking at some figures because they have some 40K figures, and I guess their Titans are fucking, because they were like ratio to the minifigs, which are like maybe like a few centimeters,
like
even like half an inch.
No shit.
And the Titans are like, yeah, the Titans are like several feet, like two or 3 feet tall compared.
Gods
to
are gods are gods cool. In 40K. They don't.
Yeah.
They do not mess around. They're like, no, these are dimension warping beings of reality.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool, but yeah. So I'm just gonna try to beat that.
Switch on Chargertron, robots like you've never seen. Switch.
You know, speaking of little minifigures and stuff, Why don't we transition to our topic for today, which, you know, I feel like one thing we haven't really touched upon too much that I felt like would be a good topic is toys and figures and stuff like that. So before we, you know, and I did put together a bracket to figure out what is the best toy from a collection of 40 different toys and toy items, I guess.
Now I see.
I will say I'm also excited for the movie Problemista with Julio Torres.
Oh, yeah.
The guy from Ella Spookies. It's a movie with like Tilda Swinton and Julio Torres. And Julio's like it's a movie about, he wants to be a toy maker. He comes to America from El Salvador. But his green card's like expiring, so he has to work with Tilda Swinton, who's like this like high class artsy fartsy Karen. And it's out, I think, this week. So I'm like, all right, I want to check it out.
It looks really imaginative and creative. Yeah. I think he directed.
Oh yeah, Julio Torres stuff is.
I don't know if he directed it.
He wrote it, and I don't know if he wrote directed, but visuals. I know he wrote it. And he's starring in it. Yeah, he's funny. He's his stand up special called, Shapes, I think it's called, is really funny. Los Spookies, the show is really great.
So, sorry, there's a clip I saw where he's promoting that movie, and he's showing like a toy that he made for that movie. He's like, oh, this is a Cabbage Patch Kid. But she has a iPhone, and on the iPhone you could show like bad news that you don't know how to tell your children, and the host was like, okay, like who's the audience? Who's this audience for? And he's just like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't worry myself about that kind of thing. I'm like, oh my god, I
just made the time.
Oh, so good. That's great. Holy shit.
Good god.
Yeah, I before we jumped into our bracket, I did want to kind of go over a little, you know, check-in discussion. Man. I was wondering, what are some of y'all's favorite toys, either from like your childhood? Mm. Or, like, currently, like, things that you're like, I want to get this or that. I mean, I know one was, like, the Dungeons & Dragons Lego set mentioned, like, last episode or so. It's one that Gibble Dang has been just, like, cartoon eyes bug out, jaw drop floor, tongue roll out.
True, I was pining for the Lego D&D set until I found out that it was, like, $380.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, oh, yeah, definitely not worth it. Yeah, yeah. I guess if I could go first, I loved toys growing up, and you know, the older I got, the more it was like it became like action figures and then collectibles. But like early on, I was definitely a Lego kid. Bionicles were my shit, you know, putting things together like that.
Nice.
But even then, I would just like, I mean, I know I was a kid and I would buy like random toys, but I remember another thing I would always collect were tech deck dudes. Tech deck dudes were my favorite. I fucking loved those
the finger
guys.
People.
Yeah.
The thumb people.
Yeah. The thumb guys. Yeah. Oh my god, they were so
more
fucking
cool.
Ugly.
Shoes Spike and backwards too. Hats.
Yeah, okay, so they started off as thumb people, but then like a couple years in, they just made them
like smooth
thumb shape people. Like they weren't thumbs anymore. They were just like,
they're just like
angry looking.
Shaped.
Yeah, they were bean people.
Yeah, they just got rid of the nail.
Yeah,
and,
but yeah,
like,
for real.
Any of the, like, wrinkles or something.
You know, there was that. The big thing that I've been collecting almost, like, fucking all my life has been Minimates. I've talked about that, like...
Yeah.
Shit, what is it? I think, like, for 18 years now, I've been collecting it. collecting them,
wild.
Customizing them. My hobby can now vote. My hobby can well, I was gonna say buy cigarettes, but not anymore. God damn, that shows how old I am.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Your hobby doesn't need to be smoking. Okay.
Yeah, but like looking up at the stuff I have now, honestly, I feel like the older I got, like in my mid-20s, that's when I was like, okay, now I'm gonna start buying like action figure kind of collectibles, you know, like Marvel. Now I don't even have Marvel Legends, but like, you know, the fully articulated, not block figures.
Like NECA figures.
NECA, that's, yeah, like NECA is a really good example.
Yeah,
but yeah, look,
hey, so you got me into those, honestly, like in recent
yeah those
times.
Are I think I might have gotten you your first one when I moved up here, funny enough.
I got NECA figures
bit.
The brand,
it's like these action it's an action figure that's like fully
posable.
It's a company that makes they get like every license. The fucking Pan's Labyrinth figure I gave you,
is
I'm looking at NECA.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah. But yeah, looking up, basically looking at my shelf right now, I got Lego, I got Minimates, I got some NECA figures, and I think the last thing that, the last figure type that I buy, I rarely get them, I only have like three of them up here, they are the Kotobukiya Japanese, you snap them out of the tray, and then you like, they're like the buildable Lego
models.
Yeah, the models. That model action figures.
Oh, nice.
Those are nice. And they actually got a new Mega Man one out. Oh, I might get that.
Ooh.
That's
nice. What about you, Gym Leader Nate? What are some of your favorite toys from your childhood or currently or anything?
Well, obviously, I wasn't as much of a figures or toy person when I was growing up. I was much more into the cards and as my collectible of choice.
Gotcha.
Yeah, does that count?
I mean, technically, it is a toy. I mean, it's... Is in Toys R Us in the toys section, like.
I saw lists that were like Super Nintendo Genesises and stuff. I didn't put any of those in my list, I will say, because I felt like those would just trump everything if it's a Sega or like a MTG deck. Like... Pokemon cards. Yeah. It's like, I'd rather have that than a Barbie. So I didn't include any, but they do count, I guess, to an
extent. Yeah, but I did, you know, go through phases growing up with different toys that I liked. By far, when I was a kid, my all-time favorite toys that I still have a couple of these tucked away. I think they're actually still at my parents' house on accident, but
an accident.
And
fuck.
They were the Power Rangers toys. Really loved the Power Rangers, not the Rangers themselves, the Zords. Specifically the Megazords where you got five Robot of them mix. And then you could combine them to create the Megazord. Those I went crazy for. Like, basically, those and Transformers, those were the two action figure-esque toys that I was huge on. Because I just loved that they did something. I loved that you could transform them and you could do something with them. And it was super fun. I feel like I was never... My parents never did, like, Legos or anything. Because they would never buy me anything that had a bunch of small pieces. They didn't let me have that. Because I wouldn't clean up. So they... I was not like good at picking up after myself, so they're like, we're not buying you Legos. Makes sense. And
I'm not gonna just buy things to step on all day like so, and hurt myself.
Got something in my eye, sorry.
It's a Lego. There you go. There your dad's
literally
right.
About to say, god damn it.
But Transformers, Power Rangers, Megazords, and
it's like robots.
It was generally kind of robot stuff. Like, I definitely liked that more. That's pretty much it. You know, I did obviously do some brief forays into, you know, action figure wrestlers. I liked those. Especially when you can buy the, the ring where they could, like, fight each other in the ring. Got that one year for Christmas. Super tight. And I was so pumped up because I got The Rock and he was my favorite wrestler. The final worthy mention was Kinex. Because instead of Legos,
my parents
would do is my dad would buy us one of the really big, like 5 or 6 foot tall Kinex roller coaster or Ferris
roller
wheel
coaster
or something.
Yeah.
Or like ball shooting apparatus or racer thing, and we would build it on Christmas Day, and we would set it all up, let it run, and I would be able to play with it for a couple days, and then we would take it all down, put it in the box, and it would never get built again.
Of course, that's how half the toys I had.
I remember building those as a kid, and like I remember you'd have to bend them sometimes, and they would fucking come back and smack you on the hand. That shit sucked.
It was so funny when they started making the bendable ones, and then like my dad, several times when we were trying to make it, we'd be like, "This doesn't quite work. It must be one of the bendable ones." And he would like bend it and put this big stress band into it, and he's like,
"Yeah, you say it
there,
you're right."
Yeah, and he's like, "There we go." And it's like, "That's
got it,
okay, Dad."
Cool, thanks. Yeah, I guess you did buy this for me, so I can't really complain. Yeah.
My dad's version of stubbornness is always so funny to me, because he's just like, he's so convinced that he's right, is like nothing will stop him from what he's about to do. Like, it's so great.
Yeah, no, that's all. Yeah, fair. I feel that. But yeah, all right. You gents ready to jump into the bracket? Yeah, I guess while I... So I do have some visuals for the first round to kind of help support in case there's any toys I'd collected on this list that you are, like neither of y'all have seen or one of y'all haven't seen. And I guess while I do this, I will just real quickly say that, you know, for me, it was like action figures for the most part. Once I got like a game console, I stopped collecting toys and the like, personally. But then I got into it again recently, like I said, with Gibbledane got me a NECA figure of Xenomorph, and I love Xenomorph and Predator and all that, so, you know, it was a pretty steep hill, because then there's like, oh, there's Jason, there's Freddy, there's like other characters, like, you know? Yeah, and I did buy, actually, like, when I graduated college, I did buy myself the Lego Daily Bugle as like a gift to myself, which was, that was a fun thing to build. It's cool, it's fun. That's, I like it. And I've been, every now and then I'll buy other Spider-Man sets to try to expand, add like other minifigs to it. All right, so for the bracket, just like the last time I did the bracket, you know, a couple rules I want to go over real quick is, players must agree or else I choose my least favorite. So there must be a consensus between the two of y'all.
Okay.
I have included two new things, though, for this game. Each player gets two abilities, one each. One, the first one's going to be called Mytel, a.k.a. Mattel. Okay. When a player uses this ability, they get to select from the current pair on their own. So, like, I'm going to hog these two and I get to choose which one moves on. The second one is Has-Been, a.k.a. Hasbro. The player selects a toy that was previously not selected, kind of like pulling from the graveyard, and replaces one in the current pair.
Okay, that's fun.
Neither ability can be used in the last round. So, like, when it's one-on-one, that last round can't be used. So, whenever y'all are ready, any explanations for Mytel, Has-Been?
No, I understand. Understand completely.
And so you,
I'm ready.
You each get one each of Mytel and Has-Been. So.
Gotcha.
All right, we'll begin with our first one. So first options, we have the Godzilla X Kong toys.
Okay.
I use some pictures, you know, some examples. We have some that are, yeah. And we have the Lego Life on Mars line.
Oh, Life on Mars. Are you kidding me? Life on Mars, leagues ahead.
So the Life on Mars comes particularly with this, you probably see here, this little green alien-like guy that was also recycled for the Star Wars droids.
Amazing.
Godzilla, X Kong, you know, we have all the characters you love. We got Shimu, Zuko, we got Godzilla with the, an RC.
Looking at the Godzilla Kong toys, they look kind of, I don't know, these look more like the, like,
they're so
kind of low effort, bland, like McDonald's toys almost. Like,
especially Scar King, if you've seen it, like, he's supposed to have these red tribal markings. Like, it's just thick red, like, a strip of paint. Like, it just looks terrible. Like, she like, I get their toys, like, their kids' toys, but no effort.
Looks like a weird camel.
So we're continuing with the Lego Life on Mars.
Look at the mech, like, the, like, the
so
like,
interesting.
Mover, like, oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I think there might even, I think I might have seen a video about these where, like, that little green guy that you got up there, that specific color of, like, I don't know, aquamarine or whatever.
I saw that too. It was like,
it's never been printed before.
Really?
Since, it's like the only time this color has been used. Yeah, I saw that video too. All right, y'all ready for the next one?
Funny.
Next one, we have Jurassic Park toys. I'll also lump in Jurassic World. You know, you have your Dennis Nedry's that don't look anything like how he's supposed to. Dinosaurs, obviously. Mm. And then we have the Kenner Star Wars line.
Oh,
and that'll include the reproductions of these two.
It's Kenner all the way.
This sucks because this honestly sucks because I would have to give it to Kenner most likely. But me personally, like, I never collected the Star Wars action figures, not a single one. Whereas the Jurassic Park, I had lots of dinosaurs. And, like, I had this one, Tyrannosaurus Jurassic Park remote control dinosaur where he would around, and you could get him to roar and, like, pick stuff up with his mouth. Like, and then they made, like, this, like rubbery, like, leathery skin that was, like, that was over him so that his, like, texture was, like, felt lizardy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we did, we're agreeing with Star Wars?
I'm agreeing it's going to be, like, because we're talking about toys in general.
Okay.
And Kenner Star Wars action figures are literally one of, just, like, one of the most important toy lines to release in the West.
Jurassic Park's up there, though, too. Jurassic Park is up there, though, too, with, like, importance. But sorry, dinosaurs, I guess you're extinct early.
I'm sorry, Jurassic Park. I truly feel bad about it.
No worries. They'll haunt you in your dreams, don't worry. So our next round, we have Beanie Babies, The Rage of the 90s.
Classic.
And Cabbage Patch Kids, The Rage of the 80s.
Beanie Babies. Cabbage Patches are so gross. They're so gross. I'm sorry.
Beanie Cabbage Patch Kids, yeah.
When I see the one on faces, the left looks like a Nazi or something. Honestly,
they all look terrible. This they look one. Like aliens that like yeah. want to capture your soul. I don't like how they look. Well, yeah, Beanie Babies.
So we're going with the. I could have mentioned
Beanie Babies. Me and my sisters had a lot of Beanie Babies, and I'm talking trash bags full in the attic. Sisters, when we finally, like, we're done with them.
Mm-hmm. Just sister things. What was it? Meat Canyon did a good video about Cabbage Patch Kids. And how basically in the 70s they're kind of what instigated the whole like buying culture and like, oh my god, I have to buy it because it's like exclusive, and oh my god, I have to, there's only one of a kind of this and that, and like resell and shit like that. Cabbage Patch was the kind of the first instance of like that.
Great. So
off.
Cabbage Patch was the start of the worst part of collecting.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right, basically.
Right. So goodbye, babies. Hello, beanies.
Kids here. Flush that one down the toilet.
All right. We got one baby moving on. That's the beanie tip variety.
Absolutely.
All right. We have next one. Beyblades. Rare, radical. Ooh. Sick. Spin that shit.
You're bringing heat.
Yeah. And actually, funny enough, the next one is Tech Decks with Dude. So I'm including the dude.
Oh my god, that's tough. Oh my god, there's Fu Man Finger. I had him.
You had Fu.
Yo! And then the test dummy, I had him too, dude. I'm gonna have to
the
go
test dummy.
Tech Deck dudes. I'm sorry.
I disagree. I gotta say Beyblades. Beyblades had a whole show. It's Beyblades. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Dude, they're tech deck dudes. True. They're still around.
Beyblades are still around.
Well, tech
Beyblades are still around.
Yeah, Beyblades
tech
are still around.
Beyblades and a new Beyblade show.
Tech Deck's having a resurgence.
So is Beyblades.
Yeah.
Eh.
So, are we, is there any consensus? Do I pick my...
I'm holding firm on this. We're going to have to send this one to Dala, because I got to hold firm on Beyblades.
All right. Dala.
And don't forget, you do have your abilities, too.
I'm going to save those.
I will take...
Yeah. For sure. Save those to the very last round.
Can't be the last round.
It's the second to very last. Yeah, second to very last. Okay. Just stealing back and forth.
Yeah.
So, I will say...
You didn't pick this one out, Dala.
Yeah.
I had that pick too, actually.
So, I will say, because I have to pick the one I like the least, or I guess in this scenario, it's more so the one I had the least experience with. And I'm going to have to say Beyblades moves on in this round, because... I liked Tech Decks, and I had some as a kid.
Good. So unfortunately, I'm glad you experienced Beyblades, all for me.
I have. Since adulthood, I have once or twice, but that's like not as a childhood nostalgia.
I had the double shooter, so that you could put two Beyblades on it, and you could just fight them by yourself, and you could just rip them both at once. It's fire.
Nice. They're fun. I've done them once. They're fine. All right. So we have Batman Animated Series toys. Versus,
I had those. Like, I was collecting those for a minute.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry,
so we have
Batman,
cars,
Hot Wheels, 100% Hot Wheels. Are you kidding me? Already
the second one.
Amongst toys in general, you're gonna pick one specific TV show's brand against Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels,
with
decades,
tracks,
okay. decades okay. of bangers okay. from Hot Wheels, decades.
Decades of even more decades from Batman. Batman's older
than Hot Wheels.
Batman has the coolest Hot Wheel of all.
Well, this is Batman the Animated Series specifically.
From which
year? Like, if there is a
when was the animated series running?
But still, we're talking about does that mean that we're talking about these figures in particular? These
the ones from that show.
This toy line.
That show's figures.
This show's
so
figures.
That toy line. Okay.
That toy line.
I guess. All of Hot Wheels.
Okay. Because I was like, I wanted to nerf Batman a little bit. So we're doing Hot Wheels though then?
Yeah. 100% Hot Wheels. I'm going to go on record. I'd still say Hot Wheels even if it was all Batman figurines on the other side.
Nah, I'm going Batman.
Fair.
If it was all Batman figures and not just those ones, it'd be Batman no problem.
Sure. Yeah, that's why I'm like, some of these, that's why I did Kenner Star Wars and not just like Star Wars Legend, Marvel Legend, you know, or Hasbro, you know, I wanted to kind of, some of them are particular lines, some of them are a little bit more general, it just depends.
Hot Wheels too, honestly, it's like, there's a lot of different
probably
varieties
yeah.
of Hot Wheels lines too.
True, true. Hey, to be fair, Gibbledane, there are Batman Hot Wheels, so those are still in contender.
Yes, contenders there are. Honestly, I will say the Batmobile Hot Chicken Wheels, tenders. I had three different Batmobiles in Hot Wheel forms, and they all look amazing.
There was a period where I wanted to collect them all, and I was like, no, let me just stop. Let me just not do that, because it's a steep slope. It's a steep, steep slope. All right, our next pair. This is going to be a fun one. We have... soccer balls.
Oh.
You know, is that a toy?
I mean, I guess it's a toy, yeah.
Do you use toys in sports?
The ball itself.
It's a ball.
Come on.
So does that mean like the
versus
the chess is also on here?
Pogs.
Oh, I mean, that's easy.
Pogs versus fucking, a soccer ball.
That shouldn't even be in there. The soccer ball shouldn't fucking be in there. All
right, so we'll vote it out.
Oh, so you can't play with a soccer ball?
I agree. The soccer ball, that's not a toy. The pogs are a toy, so pogs moves on.
Oh, wait, okay, so cards, MTG cards are a toy, and a Super Nintendo is a toy, but a soccer ball is it? I'm like, what?
No, I think we were on the level that MTG and games weren't toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying they weren't. I thought you guys said I'm pretty sure.
No, we would say technically they are, but also like if we're not including them in this list, then ball doesn't go on this list either.
A ball? Like not even a regular ball? I don't know. Listeners, no, message me. Let me know. Are balls toys?
Here's a basketball hoop. How do you love this toy?
You can play with it.
The title of the episode: cleats.
You can play with it.
You put these on your feet and you run around. It's a fun toy.
It's like here's.
So, do we choose pogs or soccer ball? Like, I'm sorry. Like, which is moving forward?
Pogs. If nothing else, for the reason that you need pogs to. You need pogs to play pogs, right?
Sure.
You can. People have played soccer ball with. Not soccer balls. You can use other balls and other things. You know what I mean? The soccer ball is not really the most important part of the game. The rules in the game is the most important part. Whereas, like, pogs, it's like you need the pogs. They're the toy.
I would argue you could do the same with the pogs, though.
I think
you
that's
just
the
make
same
your
thing
own
with the pogs. Yeah.
Pogs or mean your own.
What's the next
action
one?
Figures.
I think we've all kind of established that it's pogs. So
anyways, pogs
yeah,
move
let's,
on. Pogs move on. So anyway,
pogs is moving on. I'm like, this argument is being lost. Again, listeners,
soccer ball.
Message, reply, are balls toys?
To young
balls
children,
are toys, and soccer balls are
to
toys.
Young boys, when I was a kid, it was, I never stopped playing with balls.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next pair. We have the Dune toy line from LJN from the 80s, the Lynch movie, and... WWF toys.
Oh, that's not
wrestling
even a question. WWF. Through and through and through.
Yeah, easy. That's a softball.
Easy dub.
Oh. All right, next pair. NECA figures.
So
here's a splattering of examples. You know, we have Freddy Mercury,
one.
Freddy Krueger, Freddy Vorden.
I wish there was more Freddys on here.
Freddy Predator.
Freddy Ninja Predator.
Versus... Barbie. Ooh. And Barbie's accessories.
Damn. You know, NECA, it's funny. I feel like Barbie. NECA is like the 25-year-old adults Barbie.
It is.
25-year-old white, like adult Barbie.
Adult
nerd, you know?
Barbie is
and
NECA
Barbie
figures.
Is Barbie. Yeah.
Comes with accessories. Comes with
faces
hat.
And expressions.
So.
It is going to have to be Barbie just for if we're going by staying power.
Yeah, it really
let's,
is.
Okay. You know.
Like.
Instead of personal preference,
Barbie's just next level.
Well,
iconic.
You could choose however you want.
Yeah.
No? All right. Next pair. Ooh, this is a fun one. Exo Squad from the 80s. These are cool. I had the purple one right there.
Yeah.
It's like a little guy in a mech suit, and they have like missiles and shit. It's cool.
I've never seen them before.
Versus ball in a cup.
I'm going ball in a cup.
I'm going ball in a cup as well because I've never heard of Exo Squad.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't think I've had Exo Squad. I think you made that up.
Yeah, I drew up all these photos. I made toys myself. all right, you ready for the next
Baller two? Cup. I love Baller Cup.
Yeah, let's see the next one.
Next one we have Nerf guns.
Ooh. Oh man,
versus Super Soaker.
Oh, that's two so good. Gun that is such a shaped good question. Toys.
Which one's gonna move
I'm going.
On?
I'm going Nerf because Nerf also make water guns.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Nerf too and, because I really like Nerf stuff. Like, what? Also, water guns. Like, their whole thing is that you can only use them when it's like nice and sunny outside and shit.
Hot.
But like, yeah. I'm from the Midwest. Like, half of the year we're all inside the whole time. We're not going outside.
Fucking
so
cold. Yeah.
You can use Nerf guns whenever. You can use Nerf guns in the summer the same way you can use them inside.
You shoot the Super Soaker, it like freezes mid-shot, yeah. And just turns into like a sharp, like
spikes
spike
over
the
ice, yeah, like May
oh,
from Overwatch.
All nice. Right, so Nerf is moving on. Sure. Oh, this fun. This
Nerf or nothing.
Next one I think is a fun one. So we have Transformers: The Movie line. So these are the toys from the movie from the Michael Bay. They've got to nerf Transformers, otherwise they probably would have made it all the way to the end.
You think?
True.
Got to nerf them a little. They're still Transformers, though, okay?
Oh, yeah, they're just from the movie. They still Transformers. Do they transform? I guess those ones do.
It's going to be versus...
They do, but they explode.
Just kidding. They do when they were like, when they're seeking sexual pleasure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Oh god,
that's true. I forgot I did gay Optimus Prime in the Valentine's Day episode.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that too. That's true. Yeah. But so we have these mech characters versus Gundam models.
Oh man.
So we have Gundam, like the anime model kits for those versus you know, Transformers.
I'm gonna have Bates. To I'm gonna have to go with Gundam.
Ooh, out of principle, I feel like I have to choose the Transformers toys because I am not a fan of toys that like are too fragile to be played with. Cause it's not really like for me, it's like if you can't play with it, it's not a toy. It's purely a decorative piece. Where
it's like a statue,
yeah, it's a statue or something. Like if you have option to play with it without it like very easily breaking or coming apart. Whereas like the Transformers toys are meant to be manipulated, they're meant to be transformed. They feel more toy to me, even if they're from the Michael Bay ones.
Okay,
it's just like the
So that's Gym Leader Nate for Transformers. Gibbledane, where did you stand, or where are you standing with this?
Gundam.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not gonna take a chance with this one. I'm gonna use my Mitel.
And so I would like to, Gym Leader Nate gets to decide.
I would like to choose Transformers for sure here.
Okay.
Fine.
Sounds good. So we got goodbye models.
I'm gonna use one of my powers round one, first brackets.
That's fine. Okay. You still got your has-been, too, so you can always bring back Transformers or the soccer ball, too, if you want. Just saying. Okay. All right, this next one actually is a good... just where it fits perfectly. This next one is for you 2000s kids out there. We got Mighty Beans.
Oh, my God.
You remember these?
Oh, my God.
Those were so silly. Those were a fad. Those were such a fad.
Just
beans. Oh, my God.
Like made to mimic jumping beans. Like, that's it.
They're like magnets or something. It was just magnets.
It's like weighted. You like, they go down tracks. You can, they, you know, they move on their own. So we have Mighty Beans versus...
So stupid.
Water Wigglies.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that a toy?
It was on a list when I looked up 2000s toys, as well as soccer balls.
I always thought that was like some weird school supply or something.
They kind of, yeah, I mean, they were on lists that I looked up, so, yeah.
I always remember being in elementary school and then some, like, fucking girl would pull that out, like, from when she had, like, all of her pencils and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
I have this thing, too, and, like, what the fuck is that?
I...
The other thing, though.
Yeah,
the
I'm gonna
beans.
Say the beans. Mighty at beans? Least, I don't know. I think those water wigglies are so dumb. I don't know. They're like sensory fidget toys rather than like toys.
Yeah,
basically.
I know the beans.
Yeah, they're still toys, but yeah.
Give me the beans. We got the
fidget spinner better not be on here.
All right, Mighty Beans advances. Ooh, next one, my favorite. Lego Galador. So this is the predecessor to Bionicle. There's a show based on this. I think it had a video game or two.
Is this nightmare? You,
like, naturally just
of those.
They're like action figure crossover Lego. Like Lego was trying to do action figures, but with the ability to change pieces still. So.
Like mutant people, like.
Well, you can make them look like mutants, or you can make them look like aliens. It's up to you and your imagination.
You could like swap every part from everybody, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and so all and like heads and legs and arms and all they fit in exchange with each other. So we have Lego Galador versus Todd McFarlane's Spawn Series 1, just the first series, which is I think the like six toys you see here.
Yeah, we're doing Spawn.
Yeah, I'm
baby.
Doing Spawn. Galador.
That's formative.
Okay.
Sickening. It made me honestly hope I was like, it made me hope that I don't live too long so that I don't have to carry that memory with me for a long time.
So you don't have to see it again. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, if you see this coming down your hall, fucking
yeah,
run.
Jesus
I'd be scared. If I saw Spawn, I'd give him a high
yeah,
five.
Yeah, literally.
Hell yeah.
I'd be like, sick, bro.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So Lego Galador, much like reality, is dead on arrival. So, next one. This is a fun one, I think, too. They're all so fun. I don't know why they're all fun. Just all toys. But the next one, we have Mini Mates. You know, your little miniature mates.
Oh, my God.
Customizable. Got Transformers, Mitel. You know.
Mitel.
Oh, you're already using the Mitel. Are you really?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what's
well
the other
let me see. Let me show
curiosity.
You what your yeah other option. Well, I mean, yeah, because you're
no.
still you.
No,
we're not
I'm gonna
see the other option.
So, do you want me to cross it off
no,
without tallying, and then
I
can just move
in case
on?
I want
to
bring it back to life later.
Well, no, I will show it. But do you want me to show you Gibbledang, or do you want to just take my mini mates?
No, fine. Let's see. Let's see what the other
okay.
one is.
It's Playmates OG TMNT toys.
Oh, okay.
So old school TMNT.
Yeah, it's Mini Mates.
That's fine.
Mini Mates. All right.
Yeah.
Fair. Makes sense. No biases here. We have He-Man.
So I didn't use my Mitel, right?
He-Man.
Oh, well, you did.
Or did I?
You
I
did
use
it. Yeah, sorry. So He-Man
no, that's okay.
toys
He-Man.
Versus
He-Man.
Kenner Aliens and Predator toys.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm going Kenner, baby.
Kenner baby?
Yeah, I'd still go Kenner too.
He-Man's
a little bit too before our time, I feel like. It's not quite, we didn't really catch the He-Man train.
Yeah. True. Alright, so all these crazy looking aliens and predators are moving on. Ooh, we have Marvel Legends. Mm. So those are like what Gibbledane was mentioned earlier, just like, you know, your standard like Marvel character action figures. Pretty, I'd feel like, that's. Cool. I don't know, this is what I think of when I think of action figures, modern day.
Classic
versus
stuff, yeah.
Todd McFarlane's Movie Maniacs.
Oh, with the crow there and stuff.
Yeah.
That feels
there's
targeted.
Crow,
there's
Chucky.
No, this is
it's
all
bait.
There's Psycho, The Fly, The Thing got one, I think, Ghostface. So, you know, Marvel Legends, very articulative, versus McFarlane's Movie Maniacs, which I will say are not that articulate, comparatively at least.
Yeah, it's going to have to be the Marvel Legends for me.
Oh, really?
Okay. And
yeah.
What you feeling, Gym Leader Nate?
I was going to go Marvel Legends, too. Honestly, I just don't have as much experience with the other ones. I definitely know Marvel Legends as opposed to the McFarlane toys. So,
Yeah.
Definitely still going to be Marvel Legends.
All right. Cool. So we will have Marvel Legends moving on. So we have four more pairs. Stay tuned. Stay with us. You're almost through. So this next pair we have Polly Pocket and Mighty Max, kind of boy girl version of the same toy. I had a bunch because of my older brothers, but I had a bunch of these. It was
I had
weird.
Both because my
like I was like,
wait,
why?
Were Mighty Max really the boy version?
Marketing wise,
basically.
Yeah. Same concept, different company.
Essentially,
took it and said,
the
what
same.
If we made this for dudes?
Oh, is it different? I honestly thought it was the same company,
oh,
too.
I didn't assume, but it might be.
I, I don't know. But yeah, so we have Polly Pocket slash Mighty Max versus...
The new Uzi Air Blaster from Super Soaker. Major pump and required. Refill sold separately.
Yeah! It's a gun. It is like a Super Soaker that shoots out goo, and the commercial is very suggestive and kind of gross. Ew. So don't pick
goo
that
or ooze.
Huh?
I'm going with the Polly Pockets, because I used to chew on the little rubber clothes, because my sister used to buy those all the time, and I remember
and they taste pretty good.
The clothes all the time.
Tastes like ooze.
They did. Yeah. They felt good on my teeth.
That reminds me of like the reason why I keep saying flush that down the toilet to a lot of these toy ideas is when I was a little kid. That's what I did. I did that with a lot of my toys when I was little.
I love the idea of trying to flush an Oozinator, this like gun sized toy. Come on.
My dad, our toilet broke, and my dad took apart the toilet and took it into the backyard, and he calls me into the backyard as he just starts pulling toys out of the broken toilet.
Nathan, why is there an Oozinator in the toilet?
God damn, how'd you get this shit in here? It's all oozed up the toilet water.
Goddamn toilet.
I remember that was crazy.
I knew it because whenever I flushed the ooze.
Like, the
out.
Timing of my sentience was really off there because I have no memories of flushing the toys down the toilet. But I was conscious enough to remember when I got in trouble for it because it happened years later when the toilet finally broke because they had been, like, sitting down there forever.
The trauma. Remember the trauma of getting in trouble and yelled at for...
Yeah, it's probably just that. Probably just normal reasons.
You know what? You're a kid, toilet. It's like, oh, this is where the toys go. It makes sense, just saying. Obviously. Yeah.
But, we're definitely going with Polly Pocket and
Max. Who's on out of here, Oozinator? Get out of here, gross, weird gun.
Who's on my
life. All right, next pair we have another early 2000s throwback. We got the iDog. Remember this bad boy?
Yeah.
Robot dog.
I remember you could get those in McDonald's.
Yeah, oh god, yeah, and they're so crappy. But yeah, so we have iDog versus Crazy Bones.
Oh, Crazy Bones, Crazy Bones, 100%, let's go!
Oh my
crazy
god.
Bones.
These pieces of plastics that are just
unlocked. Oh my god. God,
that's why
I
put the pictures, because I was like, if I say Crazy Bones,
I'm
glad everyone has
one,
because I have this too.
I mentioned this earlier. I was waiting for this. I was like, when's Crazy Bones coming?
When I heard that, I was like, ooh, just you wait. Yeah, I had a bunch of these as a kid too, and I didn't even know the name of them until I was like making this list. I was like, oh, what the fuck is Crazy Bones? I was like, oh, these. Yeah. I remember, like, you stack them or something.
They're just pieces of plastic.
It's
really,
kind of like
with goofy faces.
Game you play is kind of like, it's kind of like a mixture between like marbles and like.
Isn't it bones?
And bones, yeah, kind of. It's like that. It's like, because you were trying to make stacks of them. Okay. While you would put one down and you would flick it at the other person's stack to try and, like, knock it down. And,
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I never knew the game, so that's why I was like, I just had them, and I was like, these are funny faces, haha.
I played with those in
that's
school.
Crazy.
We played four keeps. When you lost Crazy Bones, the other person got to take one of the bones that they had captured in the game, and they got to keep it.
So
we played four keeps.
Damn.
It was...
That would have pissed off some kids.
Oh, it pissed
me
off. I was living. but then I scored a bunch of extra ones, and I was feeling way better.
All right. So what are we feeling? Crazy Bones or iDog?
Crazy Bones. 1,000%.
Crazy Bones all the way. All
right. I figured. I just wanted to double check.
Simple but beautiful concept.
Second to last pair. Bratz dolls, you know, these like Barbies that, you know, with like no nose, or I guess they have noses, but they're versus Bionicle.
Oh, not even a choice.
Sorry
Bratz, but Bionicle's too cool. It's so fucking fire. This is the Lego thing I had the most of was Bionicle's, hands down.
Yeah,
I had a bunch of these. I love these, like the Xenomorph year ones, like this green one up here. I forget the name of these ones, but they're like the non-human, or they are like hunched over. I had a bunch of those ones, especially like the spears.
They had like parasites in them.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
Toa Navu? Oh,
so cool. Bionicle.
Hmm? So Toa Navu?
I don't know, but Bionicle did get sued by, like, the fucking country of New Zealand for just blatantly stealing, not blatantly stealing, but basically taking, like, from Maori culture.
Yeah, so I would be careful with what you're trying to say.
Noted. Bad Bionicle.
Just kidding.
But they're too cool, so they're moving on. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's just fucking get smarter with that. But, all right, last pair, and then we'll move on to our second round. And don't forget, you both have a has-been each. Mm-hmm. So you've each used your My Tail, but you still have has-been.
Not very useful. Not very useful.
We have. Now just my head reminders.
My head cannon is that all the Bionicles are New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's me. I'm just here to help you.
I'm Red One.
I'm Toa Navu. I'm the Red One.
They all sound like.
oh, it's me, the White One.
You know what I hate, actually, is I saw the, I think there's like the game or the movie. And they're fucking like surfer bros, and I'm like, I don't like those voices for them. I don't the like movie. This. That's a bad choice.
Yeah.
That's like the opposite.
Well, I think only the Red One's a surfer.
Okay, but I just remember that being the thing, and I was like, I hate this voice.
He surfs on lava.
Ooh,
yeah, probably. Yeah, actually, that makes sense. Like, definitely don't have the blue one surf on water. I guess I don't know.
Well, all right, she's a lady.
I didn't say she wasn't. It just said don't make the blue one.
He just said the blue one.
Well, the blue one's a lady.
He just said the okay. blue one.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
The red one surfs.
So we got Bop-Its versus the Spy Kids thumb person toy. This specific toy versus Bop-It.
I mean, Bop-It for sure. I loved Bop-It. What? Why did you put the thumb toy on here?
Because there was the thumb people from Tech Deck. I thought it was funny. Have two thumb toys.
If it was the thumbs... If it was an actual fight versus the Bop-It, the thumbs would probably win that fight easily.
They have so many thumbs to Bop-It with.
Yeah, they could Bop. They could Bop-It hella easy. Bop. All right, gents.
Good first round.
All right, you ready for the second round?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you guys are picking up the background noise of someone doing donuts by my house.
Nice. No, they're not sharing?
Nah, unfortunately.
All right.
They're hogging all the donuts.
Damn it. All right, gentlemen. So here's we're on the second rounds. So we have Lego Life on Mars versus the Kenner Star Wars.
Kenner Star Wars pretty Wars. Easily. Yeah, that's
next.
That's pretty much
next.
Gonna just go right away. Past a lot of people, I feel like.
And yeah, that's fair. It's a little bit more... broader, I guess. Yeah, I could see that. So we have Beanie Babies versus Beyblades.
Beanie Babies
for good.
I gotta lead towards Beyblade because when I'm on the fence, which one is more of a toy rather than a collectible? I go Beyblades because Beanie Babies were great and they were prolific, but they really were something to sit around and look at. Whereas Beyblades were a toy.
Yeah, you've swayed me. Beyblades.
Nice. Let's go.
Beyblades. We get in the Beyblades late. All right. Spinning forward.
Let her rip.
Ooh. Hot Wheels and Pogs. So Hot Wheels toys. And Pogs and their slammers.
Sorry, Poggers.
Yeah, the theme.
Sorry, Poggers. Pogs.
Yeah, it's going to have to be Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels is so great.
No Poggers? Yeah,
oh, man. I remember setting up. God, do you guys remember the best Hot Wheels track you ever set up? Like, real talk. I remember a set.
No, I didn't really have too many tracks, to be honest.
I had
mostly
cars.
Some swirly,
like, the little, like,
volcano stuff.
Oh, I did have that once, or like somewhere I went. That was cool. Where you like, and it like fucking blasts. Those are cool.
I had
or the
some
machine
volcano
ones
like that, or something like that.
Nice.
Where it's like it spirals. They shoot. Yeah, stuff that shoots them out of like out of a ramp or some shit.
Yeah, I forget. Someone had like a motorized one where when it goes through it, like it's like a spinning wheel. So when it goes through, it hits that wheel and
that's
it goes,
what
like,
I had. Yeah, and you could buy accelerators. And when
so
you
cool.
buy, because we would buy, we would get like just the blank tracks that were just different shapes and stuff, rather than the big sets. And we would get a lot of the blank tracks. And then my dad got a couple of accelerators so that we could just kind of make our own tracks around the house with it. Oh, that was like, that was prime single dad years. So that shit was great.
Single dad.
It was only like one. It was only like 1.5 years, but like still, it's like, oh, those hot with the Hot Wheels 6 months that slapped.
Still, honestly, the nostalgia, I'm sure. All right, we have WWF toys and Barbie. Hi, Ken. Hi, Rock.
I think it's Barbie still.
Hi, John Cena. I can't
see. Yeah, that's a sad one because I personally, right. I think I like the wrestlers more. But again, in terms of being like toys that are just monumental to the entire topic, it's got to be Barbie.
Like, if this was, like, the toy to represent all toys.
Like, it's... Barbie's gonna be up there as one of the toys to represent all toys. That's for sure.
To be fair, that's not what the list... The list is, like, the best toys. It's just the best. To y'all. But just...
But objectively, you have to... You have to be, like, that has to be a good toy for so many people to like it.
True. Can't wait for Crazy Bones to win this at the end. Come on, let's go. Versus... Was it going to be Crazy Beans or Mighty Beans? Yeah. All right. We have, which one was it? Oh, sorry. We have Ball in a Cup and Nerf.
I love the Nerf. Meme, but Nerf got to go forward. Like, it's Nerf or nothing, baby.
Okay. Nerf and nothing. We have the Transformers movie line versus Mighty Beans. The make or break.
I mean, Transformers 100.
I'm gonna say
Mighty Beans. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying Mighty Beans.
No, you're not. Okay. You're gonna ruin this. No.
All right. Do you want me to decide then? I will say I'm gonna go Mighty Beans because
of course.
I would rather have.
Transformers. Oh, shit. so sad. At least it's not technically the Transformers that I played with, so I'm not as crushed, you know.
That's why.
It's not Beast Wars, so.
Yeah. It's not Gen 1 or anything, so it's not the real Transformers. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah,
what is all really matters?
It does include those, it's all society. But it does include those new ones where you can just be like, hey, Grimlock, transform, and then he does it, and it's like, you don't have to touch anything. Those new ones are crazy.
I don't know that one counts, though. That wouldn't be part of the movie.
That's only Gen 1.
Yeah, not the Michael Bay movie line, at least. We have,
so it's good. It still exists.
Yeah, we have Spawn Toys, the Generation 1, Series 1, whatever, versus Minimates.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minimates.
I'm going to go Spawn Toys.
Okay. Ooh, this is a tough one for me.
Spawn Toys.
Oh, man.
You know what? I think I'm also going to go Spawn Toys.
Okay, you really?
Yeah.
Right. Honestly, that was a tough one for me. I legit don't know which one I would have picked because I'm like, they're both just
honestly,
so different.
That's what I was going at. Was I was just I wanted to see what you what your opinions were.
To be fair, I feel like I would probably pick Spawn Toys just because I'm like, it's this Gen 1, so it's very limited. Mm. But I'm like, they're so cool looking. It's like nostalgia. Those were the toys I was never allowed to have as a kid that I always wanted. That now as an adult, I want to buy, but I'm just like, let's just, again, slippery slope. Let's not go down that road. Okay. Ooh, this is a tough one. We have the Kenner Aliens and Predators and Marvel Legends.
Marvel Legends. Yeah, I think that one's, we're going to keep that one pretty clear. Yeah. Marvel Legends is pretty sick.
All right. Fair, fair. Marvel League ends.
Absolutely.
Then we have Polly Pocket, Mighty Max, and Crazy Bones.
Crazy Bones. I mean, that's...
I'm going to have to go Polly Pocket.
Unfortunate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So... They're both pretty bad.
I mean, no. Polly Pocket's got those like rubber cloves that you could chew on, and like the little sets that you could open and close.
The best part about Polly Pocket was non-toxic. That my parents, like, I think, I'm not sure if it was my parents or grandparents, but we got bought, like, I got the Mighty Max, and my sisters got Polly Pockets, and both of them didn't want them. And so, really, I got a Mighty Max and two Polly Pockets. And
so... Ooh, nice, good combo.
And so I loved them.
And that meant Mighty Max got to hang out
with the Mighty
girls.
Max has got to chill out with the Pocket Girls at the cafeteria.
I think for this one, the judges have decided Polly Pocket will advance. Sorry, Crazy Bones. As much as I was like, also it'd be funny to have Crazy Bones move on.
So sad.
I'm like, I did have Crazy Bones. I had both, but Mighty Max, I always had because they were hand-me-downs for my brothers. I had the case, the little bases. I never had the characters, so I'm like, I don't have the nostalgia for the little characters. Although that's like, but yeah. So Mighty Max,
the Power Ranger equivalent of those, where it was like set you could open up, and there'd be like mini Power Rangers.
That's cool. I didn't know they did that.
That's
cool.
It. Yeah.
All right, next round, or last of the second round, we have Bionicle and Bop It.
Bionicle. Yeah, Bop It's fun. Yeah. Like it's gimmicky, but Bionicle is just, that was so sick. It's such a unprecedented time in my young life.
Bop It's fun for like an hour at most, but then like if you get a Bionicle, you build it, and then you're like, fuck, I want another one, and then that's another day of another Bionicle.
And I combined mine all the time. I would make all these different things out of like combining them and making them into like combo creatures,
like the Galador.
Galador was, but just in a less visually terrifying way.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Galador, I think, is the predecessor to Bionicle, because like the conceit was we want action figures that kids can build, and I think they were like, it was like a stepping stone to get to Bionicle.
Makes sense.
Okay, so we have two more rounds that of which you each can use your has-been, and then it'll be the final round. So just letting y'all know. Okay. So for this third round, we have Star Wars and Beyblades. So Kenner's Star Wars versus Beyblades. Baby Blades.
Star Wars.
As it's pronounced. Ooh, silence.
Are you going to say Beyblade? Because then I'll say Beyblade too. Because
I like, now I'm getting to the point where like something being important in toys in general is, now we're getting to the level of toys where I don't like care nostalgia anymore. And I just love those Beyblades so much.
You can pick however you want.
I'm going
pick.
Beyblades.
And Gibbledon, are you switching to Beyblades or are you sticking Star Wars?
No, I'm going Star Wars.
And I will say Beyblades are going to move on in this because, again, I didn't really play them that much as a kid. Or I didn't play them at all as a kid. I played them like once as an adult. Mm-hmm. And Star Wars, I had some cool Star Wars toys. I remember having like a lot of fun with all of them. All right. Ooh, this is a really big, wow. All right. We have Hot Wheels and Barbie. Those are some two big toys.
Damn. Mattel, I believe, right? Or no. Mattel.
I think Mattel for, yeah. You can use your has-been. Okay.
I'd like to.
Which one do you want to replace?
This is the last one we can use has-been on, right?
Sorry, this is the last round.
Yeah. So I'm going to.
So you could pick which one you don't want and which one you want to replace it with from the graveyard.
Yeah. This late on, I'm actually going to swap Barbie for Crazy Bones.
Okay.
I'd like to swap Barbie for Crazy Bones, please.
Wait. Oh, yeah, Crazy Bone is out. Okay. Yeah. So sounds good.
Okay.
So now, gents, it's Hot Wheels versus Crazy Bones. Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Gibbledag?
Let's go Crazy. Crazy Bones.
Crazy Bones?
Crazy Bones. Okay. Yep. Crazy Bones. 100%. Moving forward.
Crazy Bones. All the way, baby. Okay. I was like, where's this one before? We have Nerf and Mighty Beans.
Nerf.
And Mighty Beans.
Yeah, Nerf. Yeah, 100% Nerf.
Jumping beads.
Yep.
All
right. Without a
I had a good fight. Mighty Beans went further than I expected, so I'm glad. This is a fun one. I know which one's going to win, but we have Spawn, Todd McFarlane's Spawn Series 1. Again, those six toys. And Marvel Legends. A bunch of toys.
Yeah, Marvel Legends, yeah. Easy.
Marvel Legends.
Easy. Flush the Spawn down the toilet. Kerflush.
Ooh, okay. Now we have Polly Pocket slash Mighty Max.
Nathaniel, what did I tell you about flushing the fucking toys down the toilet again?
God damn it. I found a goddamn second Oozinator.
Yeah, now I'm an adult now, and that means I've reserved this toilet for toys.
For toy. It is a toy. It's a toilet. You put all your crazy like, bones so let in the me back
flush
tub.
My toys down.
Toys. Yeah. You lift the back, it's like filled with like Barbies, crazy bones, Polly Pockets. So yeah, we have Polly Pocket Mighty Max and versus the titular Bionicle.
Bionicle.
All right. Ooh, this is gonna be okay. So the way there's gonna be a bye for this round.
Okay.
But this is gonna lead to the final round. So one of these is gonna move forward.
So this is the second to last. Oh, okay.
Basically, yeah. So you can still use your has been this round.
Ooh, and it won't get a bye, and it has to go up against whatever your has been is instead.
Oh, could be. So I've already selected which one will be on the bye. I'll keep that a secret for now. But let's go Beyblades, Crazy Bones. Which one of these two will progress?
Oh, I forgot about how
I'm going to use my has been.
Oh, okay.
Wait, oh, use has been? Okay. So yeah. Which one would you like to get rid of?
I'm going to replace Crazy Bones with Soccer Ball.
All right. Soccer Ball. Something that's played all around the world versus was replacing the thing from the early 2000s that most people forgot they have or had.
All right. Wow.
So we have Soccer thing? We have Soccer Ball versus Beyblades.
I'm gonna go Beyblades, please. No, I refuse to let.
All right.
No, that means Dalla chooses.
Well,
you should have just picked Soccer Ball.
I see. That's the thing. I would love to pick Soccer Ball because of the teeth and the gaff. But I am an unbiased judge, and I do have to pick the one I like the least. And I would rather have a Soccer Ball than a Beyblades. To be fair,
Beyblade lives.
You should have changed. Beyblades. I'm sorry.
Beyblades.
Wait, if you changed Beyblades, would you have instead picked soccer because soccer's worse than soccer Crazy Ball. Bones to you?
Oh, yeah, dude. Crazy Bones are sick, dude. Talking about it. No, Soccer Ball would have made it all the way, my man. Okay. So this is going to be the last of this round, which will lead to the bye.
Can the just be a soccer ball?
The soccer
ball. Deciding episode. On the best toy ever made, and it's just the soccer
Soccer balls are toys. Just a picture of a soccer title.
It's a what? Yeah, the episode title is Toys, Best Toys of All Time, and the picture is
just a soccer ball.
Soccer ball.
The soccer ball one may surprise you.
Apparently,
you give it away by saying it's a soccer ball, but you're like the soccer ball. It's
yeah, you might be surprised, but option number 17, it's a soccer ball. Okay, we have Nerf versus Marvel Legends.
Nerf
action figure versus Marvel gun Legends. Toy.
Ooh. Ooh, I say Nerf for sure.
This is gonna be a tough one. Okay. Because again, these are very vastly different toys.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do I like?
One
least?
Glorifies violence.
You superheroes don't glorify violence. Mm.
No, they save.
They
the
also
day,
have mini guns.
What do they save the day with? What do they use to save the day?
Intellect,
peace, and talking, or is it
their
fighting?
Abilities? What superhero are you talking
all
about?
All of them ever.
The greater good.
Yeah, I'm going Nerf, so it's up to you, Daw.
I think I'm going to have Marvel Legends advance.
Because
I do like Nerfs. I have a big Nerf under my bed. It's a Gatling gun that I like spent time saving up for.
Yeah.
I have a one or that two Marvel Legends, but yeah, scare them off. So Marvel will prevail just because... Also, I'm like, oh, like the Marvel stuff's cool, but I think there's just too much that I want to collect that I don't collect any of it. So it's too overwhelming. All right. So Bionicle is going to move on to the bye week.
Ooh, nice. And so that means they deserve the bye.
Bionicle versus Bionicle and Marvel Legends. Which one's going to move up to the final round?
Okay. That, I mean, personally, I mean, my favor is still towards Bionicles. I play with them a lot more. I got to do a lot more with them.
Same.
Fair.
They're just too radical.
Yeah, and the Marvel Legends glorify violence, and I'm not really about
that. Yeah, where the Bionicle...
But the Bionicles are apparently racist.
Yeah, true. But at least in all of their, like, TV, like, intros and stuff, they never showed them, like, fighting a whole lot in, the advertisements. They would just kind of show them moving around the island in their Bionicle ways.
Mm-hmm.
Look, racism I could tolerate, but violence is too much.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Great community line.
So which is it, Marvel or Bionicle?
Bionicle. For
Bionicle.
Okay, so that means we're for our final round, gentlemen. In fact, maybe one of these properties will become the next, you know, big hit Barbie movie, you know, toy made into movie.
That'd be nice. That'd be
potentially,
nice.
You know, produces. Yeah. We have Beyblades versus the Bionicle. B versus B. Bay versus Bay. Bay. Who's is going forward? Bionicle, we got forgiven.
But I would love to see a soccer the movie. Soccer ball the movie. Oh, you know, it'd be like a magic soccer ball.
Yeah.
So it's a magic soccer ball that, like, it's the first soccer ball ever made.
Like Mike.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It has, like, okay.
Yeah. So
it's like the spirit of the guy that made it or something.
It's got the spirit of the guy that made it. And it's like the dude's like great 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 grandfather, and like he's a down on his luck like soccer player who's like trying to win the championship, and then he finds this old ball, and his like teammates are like, you can't win. This is all in Brazil. It's like, yeah, you can't win. That ball is so stupid. Like, that's an old ball. And then the ball's like, don't listen to them, son. You could do whatever you want to. And when he first kicks the ball, like, it flies around the city and stuff.
You know? It goes in the goal or something. It's like a Capri Sun commercial just fucking flying around. Just,
oh, dude.
That's going to be a perfect movie.
Yeah, that's the
soccer ball.
Have you seen that
anime? Yeah.
Have you seen that anime about that the soccer like team where the guy, like, he'll kick the ball while standing on it and he'll fly forward, like, steering the ball? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's so fucking hilarious.
What is that?
It's like Captain
also
something.
Reminds me of, like, Shaolin Soccer.
Ooh,
too.
Yeah. Shaolin Soccer is great. All right, well, I'm going. I'm going Beyblade here.
I want to see Crazy Bones movie. Ooh,
yeah, I'm going soccer ball again.
Okay, so I think you said Bionicle, right?
Yeah.
Damn! Really? Wow! I have to pick this final one.
You do have to pick this final one.
I feel bad because it's just it's consistently
your choice. What the best thing is.
Again, it's just a matter of I haven't really had Beyblades growing up, so it's just, I guess that's somehow
point,
the best.
It's a win-win, really, so I'm fine with it.
The best. It's a lose-lose, really, for most.
Not for me.
I'll tell you, that fucking sucks.
That Bionicle gets to be the best toy? Or no, sorry, Beyblade does?
No,
Beyblade
is the best toy. The best toy.
In my heart of hearts, the one I like the best out of those. Come on, that's Tommy, so you don't want to see the Bionicle. I mean, the Beyblade movie.
I think what you're saying is Beyblade has taken its rightful place at the top of the toy list, and they should make a live-action Beyblade movie, and it would be rad.
I don't know. I'm just really excited about the soccer ball movie. And what that would look like.
Oh, man, Crazy Bones?
Yeah, here's
the
also
going to
have the Crazy Bones.
Yeah.
It's all the same universe.
All the Crazy Bones are like trolls where, like, they, like, move around and they talk and stuff, but they also have to, like, smack into each other for some reason.
You don't want to see Water Wigglies the movie either? What the hell?
No, thank you. That gooey. That sounds awful.
No, Willem Dafoe is the soccer ball.
Ooh.
Don't What's worry, his name you is just like... have to believe in yourself, Johnny. Now kick me as hard as you can.
I'm Thomas Soccerthin, and I made the soccer ball.
You got your bones ready, a friend with bones too. So play those crazy bones, that's what you gotta do. Kids go crazy for crazy bones. The collectible, tradable, playable new craze. But crazy...
Listeners, so you've witnessed glory. We found that Beyblades are the best toy ever. And will be. But I'm curious to hear what your choices would have been, listeners. So if you have, you can always reach us. Why don't we, switch over to plugs and... you can always reach out to us at nodumbidea@gmail.com and let us know, or also the No Dumb Idea Instagram and let us know which toy you think would have won in your bracket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else can the people find y'all, find gentlemen?
Yeah, GymLeaderNate on everything if you need to find me. hopefully going to start doing more streaming stuff again soon. I've been looking into that, so I'm going to finally, maybe more YouTube-based, but mm-hmm. So keep on the lookout. GymLeaderNate.
Nice. Keep on the watch. Gibble Dang, I'll be posting some customs, different things that I'm working on. I'll be filming the soccer ball, the movie adaptation. I'm really
writing.
I'll be starring in that with Willem Dafoe. I'll be directing and producing as well.
I'll hop out. I'll be catering.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Nice.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go get some Beyblades. Yeah, go get some Beyblades.
Now. This was actually sponsored by Beyblade.